This is uncomfortable for me to stand before a group of people to speak, so please bear with me. Thank you, Brother Nathan. I don't enjoy doing this, but let me tell you, I enjoy the opportunity to be standing here in front of all of you, to be here tonight, to hear God's word proclaimed. I'll give you just a short version for some of you that may not really know. For the past 2 years, almost 2 years since around the end of August 2012, I've been dealing with what would be considered stage 4 breast cancer. It was initially diagnosed in 2008. It came back in 2012 and has pretty much been all through my body. My bones right at first, and then moved into my lungs, and most recently my liver. I spent a year, just over a year, having fluid building up on my lungs and having that drained off. I did that probably just over 24 times over the course of a year, had fluid drained from around my lungs, sometimes as much as 2.5 to 3 liters would build up. But it's been a little over 3 months since I've had to have fluid drained from my lungs. Otherwise, I would not be not only not standing here speaking, I would not be able to carry on even a one-to-one conversation. There have been days when I couldn't do that. There were days when I could not finish a sentence without having to stop and breathe deep. I don't want to get carried away in details right now, except to say to you, I've had some dark days and some nights that I thought would never end. I've had some days and nights that I, to be quite honest, really was not sure that I knew that the Lord was still with me. I knew it because His Word says it so. I couldn't feel it, but I knew it because the Lord had beforehand shown me Himself in His Word and through a lion and a bear that He delivered me from before. So I knew He would be faithful. I want to thank so many of you. You've prayed for me. You've sent cards. You've come to visit. I think about how many of you children. There are children here that have sent cards of encouragement to me. And that is so precious. Some dear elderly saints here that have been so faithful to encourage me in cards and giving me God's word. The Lord has truly shown Himself mighty and faithful through loving me through you all, loving my family through you all. But then this past week we did receive news that they don't see evidence of any tumors in my body right now. Now, I've said to some of you that, you know, we can't really put a label on this. I can't say I'm cancer-free. My doctor has not even said you're in remission, and that's probably not a word I will hear because you don't typically go into remission with metastatic cancer. But I do know one thing, and that is I've been a very sick girl, and the Lord has touched my body. And that doesn't happen every day. So I want to thank you for being the hands and feet of Christ to me and to my family. And I want to give him honor and glory for what he has done and for what he is doing. And to encourage each one of you that he is a good God. I'd like to read from Psalm 116 if I could. I love the Lord because he has heard the voice. He has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people in the courts of the Lord's house. In the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. I want to go just one step further with my thoughts about the Lord being good. There are some of you who may be here tonight who don't know this God. This God who delivered me, body and soul. Or maybe you're like the young lady that Brother Nathan spoke about, and you've heard, but you're saying, yes, I know, but I want something else. I want to do something different. Well, I will also tell you that it is the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. And my prayer is tonight that this good God would cause you, if you do not know him, or if you are not walking in his ways, to go home tonight and get on your face before him and beg him to be good and bless you with repentance. May the Lord bless you.